Hi, my name is Brandy. I'm a compulsive overeater. And I'm going to share with you some of my recovery from this past year. Now, I've done this previously. I did this when I was in the program for 18 months, and you can listen to that podcast. It's on our podcast channels, December 2021. So that has some of my background and my evolution up to that point in this program. So today I'm actually going to be concentrating on the past year, which has seen some major changes in my recovery. First, I'm going to start off by saying that this is my story. These are my experiences. Nothing I am saying is going to be an endorsement for anything in OA or secular OA. Okay, so going back a little bit, my dieting history. Like many people, I have yo-yoed up and down my whole life. I have lost over 400 pounds in my lifetime, and usually gained it right back. I would I've been a binger, since I was a little kid. So binge would lead to weight gain, and then I would have periods of control, and then that would lead to weight loss, but then I would have weight gain again and repeat over and over and over. Now in 2020, when I found OA, I was like, here finally is the answer. And I lost weight. And my binging wasn't completely gone, but I had little slips here and there. The issue definitely became very minimal. My husband likes to say I drank the Kool-Aid. Yeah, that's a if you're old enough, you know what that means. So I drank the Kool-Aid, I joined the cult, and everything was wonderful and it worked so great. I like to say I lost a lot of weight. I got down to 135. And I am a weight loss champion. I can lose weight like the best of them. I know all the diets, all the things that you do. I've done them all. And my weight did come down. But here's the thing. I'm really good at weight loss, but gaining weight is my superpower. I can turn calories on from the ether. And I got down to this, like I said, down to 135, and I felt amazing physically. But I could not eat more than 800 calories a day in order to maintain that weight. And my stomach, from a lifetime of binging, was so stretched out that 800 calories a day, didn't fill me up. So I got to the point where I was eating one time a day, because if I split that 800 calories up into three meals, I would never feel full. The hunger never went away. So I combined all of that into one meal a day. And that one meal consisted mostly of plain plant matter, so that I could eat a volume large enough to take away the hunger for just a few hours. And that was the only way I could ever not feel hungry 24 hours a day. And that's where I was for a few years. In this program, that's where I was for a few years. And then, my body started screaming. My mind started screaming, and I gave in. I had no serenity when it came to food during this period, because my whole being was taken up by the fact that I was so hungry and so restricted. And the binging came back. And the binging, it was extreme. I gained 90 pounds in 10 months. In one weekend, I gained 8 pounds. In 2 days, I gained 8 pounds. And I'm still in OA at this point. And I'm thinking, I am a failure, right? I know so many people in this program that have had such great success, and I had success, and I know people that have had 50 years of abstinence and recovery, and what were they doing that I wasn't doing? I doubled down. I redid the steps. I found different programs to redo the steps, right? I did it again. I went to a secular recovery workshop. And I binged during the workshop. Y'all, I took off my camera and binged. I did therapy. I did dialectical behavior therapy. And it wasn't stopping it. And it wasn't stopping it. Now, I'm going to get a little bit into science here. My background is in science and research. So what did I do? Of course, I turned to research. And here's what I found. I found a couple of interesting studies. And, if anyone wants to read them, they're not light reading, but if anyone wants to read them, if you want to contact me, I can send you to where they're located. Now, the first study is a couple of years ago. It's a study on the contestants that were in The Biggest Loser. And these are people that, dropped a large amount of weight. And it studied them afterwards, and it showed how much their metabolism slowed down, and it slowed down to the point of an average of 500 calories, and they never recovered from that. They had to keep their deficit down below that point, or the weight came back on. And I read another study about a chemical in our bodies that is produced by our stomach and our intestines called leptin. And leptin is the chemical that tells our brain, you've had enough to eat. Now, here's the thing with leptin, after eating, overeating, overeating, the same thing happens with type 2 diabetes and insulin. Your body becomes immune to the leptin signal and stops responding to it. So even though you've got these huge amounts of leptin saying, hey, you're full, your body's not receiving the message. The hypothalamus just doesn't get the message. It is immune to it. And then a study that just came out this past November, it's a brand new study. They have actually found that the fat cells in our bodies go through epigenetic changes. The genes get switched on in these cells that make them hungry for the fat to return. And they can release chemicals when these epigenetic changes happen that will change your chemistry, your behavior in order to get that that lipid back into the cells. Yeah, that's some powerful stuff. And that told me that this isn't just a problem of an addiction. That the 40 years of this addiction have created physical changes, physical defects in my body. Just like, cancer is a physical defect in your body. And nobody would expect the 12 steps to cure cancer. So I couldn't expect the 12 steps to cure these physical defects. I wasn't a failure at OA. It just wasn't enough to change this chemical, this physical defect. Now I have a wonderful doctor, and he's been at my side this whole time. And, he's very much into alternative, ways to address, sickness, not just giving out a pill. So he's been very, supportive of me going to OA and, the therapy and everything. But he actually broke down, this past December and said, look, I would like you to try one of the GLP-1 medicines. This is severe. This has gotten to a tipping point. You need to try this. He's like, I can get you a prescription at a place that's not going to be super expensive. Can you do this financially? And I said, yes, I could. I will give this a try. So I got it, and it's a shot. And on the first day I did the shot, and I had my normal breakfast, and then I went to work. And getting towards lunchtime, I was getting hungry, and I was thinking about the lunch that I was going to have and getting all excited. So I came home, and I made my lunch. And the doctor says on this shot you have to have a serving of protein and then a serving of plant matter. And lots of water. And then, if you're still hungry, which you won't be, but if you're still hungry after that, you can have like a whole grain or something. So I got my lunch, and I filled my plate with what to an overeater would be a normal amount. And I ate an amount that was similar to what is on like the gray sheets, the OA gray sheets. I ate amount that was similar to that, and I'm eating and I'm enjoying myself. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, my stomach screams, "Stop! You've had enough!" And I'm like, "Really? That's never happened before, and it's certainly never been that powerful." And then a moment later, a voice says to me, and I even looked over to my right, "Keep eating. You still have food on your plate. That's not what you normally eat. Keep eating." And I turned and I looked. And for the first time, I came face to face with my addiction, my naked addiction, without the noise coming from my body. This was my monster that had been with me for 40 years, and I saw him clearly for the first time. And I just sat and I studied him for a minute. And then I came to the realization that he would always be there. He's not going to go away from medicine. I will always need OA. OA can give me the tools to put him in a box. I can find serenity. If the physical is taken care of, I can find serenity, and I can use the 12 steps. I can use OA to put him in a box, to lock him away. And then I can be recovered or in recovery from this disease. So I've come to the understanding that my recovery requires more than just straight OA. And there are people in this room for whom that has been, the alpha and the omega of their recovery. And I'm so happy for you. But for me, because things in my body went so awry, I have to have the physical medicine in order to put things right. So I have lost weight, but that hasn't been my main focus. My main focus has been to stop the crazy behaviors, and the crazy behaviors have stopped. I do feel hunger from time to time, and I eat three meals because my doctor does want me to eat three meals a day, focusing on protein and fiber. And it has not been without side effects. There have definitely been cravings, The monster is still there, but the cravings haven't come from my physical body. Oprah Winfrey was on a podcast, and she is also on a GLP-1 medicine. And she says, she always thought that skinny people had more willpower than non-skinny people, that they were better than non-skinny people. And now she knows that's not the case. They don't have the monster, so they don't need to fight. But many of us do have the monster. And the medicine, and it gives me a more level playing field to fight that monster. Now, some people on the medicines have reported that all food noise is gone completely. But that has not been my case. But going forward, I now know that my leptin is being received by my brain. I now know that my fat cells, even though they have had these epigenetic changes, are not screaming at the top of their lungs at me. And I have had, emotional times since I've been on this medicine. I've had, physical exhaustion, emotional times, illness. I've got a sprained leg right now, my Achilles tendon. All things that have triggered problems in the past. And there have been problems that have come up, but I have been able to deal with them. I have been able to deal with them. I have these tools. I have 5 years of experience in OA, and I have been able to keep my sanity because of these tools. And going forward, I now have something I haven't had in a few years. I have hope. I have hope that I will be able to live a life where I am free from the daily drama of the addiction. And I wasn't originally going to talk about the medicine. In this past year that I've been going through this, I have not said anything in any OA meetings about this, about what was going on, because I didn't want to dissuade anybody from the help that OA can give them. Just because I was a failure doesn't mean anybody else will be. But, my sponsor said to me, "You need to tell this story because this isn't everybody's story, but this could be somebody else's story as well." So I decided to speak and tell this story. And if you are also struggling, if you are also feeling like a failure, you're not. And just keep going because you will have success. And OA can absolutely be 100% a part of that success, like it has with me. But in my opinion, it doesn't have to be 100% of the success because it isn't for me. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.